Congratulations! You have successfully clicked Listen Now or Subscribe and have reached the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 2, On the Road. Well done.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener.
I'm Reed Martin.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Well, two-thirds of them. And we are on the road this week in Lowell, Massachusetts.
It's funny you say it that way, because Lowell, Massachusetts is the hometown of, I don't know if you knew this, Jack Kerouac. And he wrote a book called On the Road.
He did write. It was that defined a generation, that book.
Yeah.
He and his boyfriend, Neil.
David Cassidy,
who sang that song. Mm-hmm. When he was with, he wrote A Magic Bus 2 with the Partridge Family, and he sang Jack Kerouac's famous On the Road song, On the Road Again, Can't Wait to Get On the Road Again, Something Might Never Do Again, I Can't Wait to Get On the Road Again.
Yeah, so it all comes full circle.
I see. You know, you really got to look this stuff up before you do. I read that all on Wikipedia.
The thing about Wikipedia is anybody can put anything on there.
Really?
It may not be true.
No, it's on the internet. I believe it.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So we're in Lowell, Massachusetts at the Merrimack Repertory Theater. We're performing our latest stage show, Completely Hollywood Abridged.
I dropped the ball. I knew it was coming my way, and I had nothing. Yeah, we can leave that.
I think so, too. Well, good. You gotten anything now, Ignatz?
Yeah. The thing about Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yeah, what is the thing about Lowell, Massachusetts?
It's kind of the Reduced Shakespeare Company's home away from home.
It is kind of. Merrimack Repertory Theater. This would be like the fourth time we've performed at Merrimack Rep.
It was 1943.
Yes.
1958.
The war years. The Korean War years.
Yeah, you know, and then I think last year, and then, you know, next year.
Next year. Those are the times. We're not here now?
No, not right now.
We are here now. We're in Lowell.
Now, this is a little inside tidbit. Merrimack Repertory Theater has the best actor housing in the world.
That is absolutely true. And, well, why? Why is that?
Well, unlike the rest of New England, there's a Dunkin' Donuts nearby.
That's right. No, there are Dunkin' Donuts everywhere.
Oh,
that's
my mistake.
That's not really the selling point. No, the great thing about Lowell Merrimack Rep's actor housing is that it's, first of all, it's in walking distance to the theater, so that's not a problem. But second of all, it's in the same building as the rehearsal hall. So if you're rehearsing a show at Merrimack Rep, you literally stumble out of bed in your shorts and your socks, and you walk down the hallway to the rehearsal hall.
That's how I do the shows there, too.
Well, that's how most professional actors do it, I think. But also, it's got everything you need. It's
high-speed internet?
High-speed internet. That's the key. Mm-hmm. That's the key right there, because it's hard to do podcasts without high-speed internet.
Exactly. And they have beautiful, like, floor-to-ceiling windows, and you look out your windows, and there's the beautiful, is it the Merrimack River?
It is indeed. It's the raging Merrimack River.
Somebody told me Mississippi, but I didn't think that was correct.
No, that's slightly farther west.
Okay.
And it's got a TV, it's got a phone, it's got, there are no grocery stores. That is the sort of the one drawback. There's not.
Not within walking distance.
No, you have to get a car for that.
And you need to get to Rhode Island to find a grocery store.
But really, it's the high-speed internet for the actor in the actor housing is really the thing that puts it over the top. That's what puts Merrimack's Rep actor housing just slightly ahead of the actor housing at Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Fabulous actor housing there as well.
Which also has great actor housing, but you have to give the nod to Merrimack Rep.